President Bush this morning told the Corps of Cadets at the Virginia Military Institute that the war on terrorism will continue and that it will be long and difficult. The president also mentioned Secretary of State Colin Powell's mission to the Middle East, saying there was progress, but that all parties in the region need to do more.
The Palestinian Authority must act on its words of condemnation against terror. Israel must continue its withdrawals, and all Arab states must step up to their responsibilities. The Egyptians and Jordanians and Saudis have helped in the wider war on terrorism, and they must help confront terrorism in the Middle East. All parties have a responsibility to stop funding or inciting terror. And all parties must say clearly that a murderer is not a martyr, he or she is just a murderer.
President Bush speaking this morning at VMI. Joining me now from the White House is NPR's Don Gagne. Good morning.
Good morning.
What else did the president say about the Middle East?
Well, he did say that Secretary of State Powell has made progress, but he did not lay out in any great specificity what that was. But the president said the U.S. is confronting hatred that is centuries old in that region. He pointed out that these disputes have lingered for decades, and he promised that as president, he'll continue to try to lead toward peace. It is something that his administration was criticized for in its early days last year for not being involved enough. Now, one other thing the president did say was that the only solution in the Middle East is for two states, Israel and Palestine, to be able to live side by side in peace as separate states. But again, he said that's going to require very hard choices, and he said it's going to require leadership from all parties there.
The speech was billed as an update on terrorism. Anything new there?
Not a great deal new. In updating the progress of the war, we heard things that the president and others in the administration have really covered before. He spoke again of the success of toppling the Taliban government, for example. He did go into some detail of evidence that has been covered as American troops continue on the ground there, and they're searching through caves and going into places that have been evacuated. And he said that there has been some evidence found of the possibility of mass graves. Again, he says that's evidence of the kind of enemy that the U.S. has confronted there. And he talked of data found on laptop computers left behind by al-Qaeda members detailing possible targets and plans and all of that. And he spoke of the fact that efforts are underway around the globe to track terrorist activities, that the U.S. has already lent help in the terms of military advisors to places like Yemen and Georgia and the Philippines to try to put down terrorist cells.
Any clue about his next move?
Nothing really specific. He talked about the need to stop the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, and he used that phrase, the axis of evil, again, but he did not talk about North Korea specifically or Iraq or Iran in doing that. But again, he said that the coalition needs to stick together and move forward.
Any word on Osama bin Laden?
No mention at all of Osama bin Laden, whose whereabouts, of course, remain unknown. But the president did talk about the capture of Abu Zubaydah, another al-Qaeda leader. And that was the highest-ranking al-Qaeda member who was mentioned. And again, that is somebody who is right now in custody.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.